My fellow Americans, are you tired of the new normal?
Are you tired of the lies?
Election fraud. You know, the thing that the mainstream media and big tech says doesn't exist?
It is time to end it.
We must keep going. If you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving.
Many of you are sitting here because you're wanting to know what the plan is.
This has to be peaceful. We have the right to peacefully assemble.
The solution has been in front of us all along.
Ask God if you should step into the gap and become a part of the plan.
The plan is simple.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We are the plan.
If you're waiting for others to do the work for you, you're going to be waiting a long time.
We are Conservative Daily.
Hey, welcome back. It's good to be back and alive.
Yeah, you're back and you are living.
Yeah, I kind of don't want to tell everyone. It was not fun.
It didn't sound like it was fun.
You
were at the hospital super late, right?
Yeah, I got out around 8 o'clock last night. So I thought it was my back, right? Turns out it wasn't my back.
Is it an infection?
It's a really bad infection. It was a really bad infection. And because I waited so long to go, they are concerned. Well, I don't know if they're concerned or not. I'm concerned. And because I have so many doctors looking at me.
They tell you to get the vax?
They did. They asked me. So first thing when I walked in, here's your blood pressure, Mr. Altman. Oh, your blood pressure is through the roof. Oh, my gosh. That is a problem. I think we can solve that problem for you. We just need you to take a COVID shot, a flu shot, and a tetanus shot. Of course, I centered in on the tetanus. I was like, no, I had my tetanus shot. I got barbed and I actually didn't, but I figured I'd tell him I did because I didn't want to have the conversation about the fact that I was going to get lockjaw and all the other stuff that they tell you is going to happen with tetanus, which hasn't been around for 100 years. But yeah, it was quite the fun. I think. Experience over the last couple of days.
I'm just glad you're back in here, brother.
Yeah, I'm slightly back in here.
I was worried. I was getting a little worried.
Well, when the doctor started it out with, this is serious, I went. So I am alive and well. I just want to thank you for, praying for me. There's a lot of people praying for me.
But we have a lot going on. We do have we've got Ivan Deep State Marauder marauding on the call. If you want to bring him in.
We have Deep Stater on the call.
Deep State Marauder.
Deep State Marauder. So I have to tell you, the thing that just blows my mind, I don't know, are they making major changes to the format for?
Yeah, Rumble's all different. It freaked me out this morning.
I'm looking at it and I go, where's the, okay.
Yeah, it's all different.
All right, so we can bring Ivan on. He was on Tucker Carlson.
He was?
He was on Tucker Carlson, and we should play a little bit of that because it was actually really good. It was really good.
Give me a few minutes. I'll pull it. Right. Once he jumps off, we can play it.
But let's go ahead and put him on. Ivan, welcome to the show. What's up?
Yeah, you can advertise my Tucker show.
That's pretty awesome, actually. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I'm glad you got the razor out.
Just like the three-minute clip.
I'm glad you got the razor out and fully shaved your head today. You look good, bro. You look really good.
There we go.
You look like a crisp $3 bill.
All right, let me park. There's a congressman over there. He's running from me. He saw me.
It's
in the background. I love it.
So today is kind of wild.
It is. So here's what I expect to happen. If everything goes according to plan, don't be surprised if Lauren Boebert is going to be the second person to go ahead and vote for Trump today in that first round. That's my gut feeling. And then as that continues, the momentum, think about so we have the terrific 20, right?
Yeah.
The terrific 20 in Congress that are actually representing the people are going to, I think, go from one Matt Gaetz to two Lauren Boebert.
Yeah.
And then that's going to continue on where they're going to pull off from the other candidates that they've been pushing to go over and transition to Trump. And then ideally that's going to buy us time. And as the new Fauci files are released today, that's only going to amplify the effort to showcase what a scumbag Kevin McCarthy is and the whole faux news ecosystem, except for Tucker. He's barely hanging on. I get it. And then so it's going to expose everybody. And so as we get to that 20 to 21 that are voting for Trump as Speaker of the House, that's when I recommend Jim Jordan go ahead and say, all right, stop, time out here, and then do a one-hour impassioned speech on why we need to transition from Kevin McCarthy as Speaker to Donald J. Trump to be Speaker. And that's when it's going to get some spicy.
I'm gonna kiss you on the mouth if President Trump actually becomes Speaker. I just want you to know, you better run from me when you see me. Because it would be, you've been talking about this for months. Months you've been talking about this.
I started this plan internally to be, like, I don't know if I really told many people this, but I started this plan, if you will, strategy, literally the day after the exoneration on the second impeachment vote in the Senate. But it was like the emergency plan. The primary was still to push the state legislatures to do the right thing, right?
Yes.
And then, you know, work courts, work all that, everything that we tried to do over the last 22 months. But this was kind of in the back of my mind. You know, I started to add some ideas and whatnot to it, did vote counts. But as I had that in the back of the mind, in order to get to this point, we had to support America First candidates throughout the country to win so that we were in a position to have the necessary leverage in the House to even have a remote chance of doing it. Problem is, the deep state knew that that was going on, and that's why Kevin McCarthy took out Joe Kent. That's why he took out Laura Loomer. He took out Jerome Bell, J.R. Majewski, because those would have been folks that were extremely vocal, a lot of credibility and gravitas to bring to the table, and they would have attracted massive eyeballs as they gave these nominating speeches for a Donald J. Trump Speaker. So now we're in a somewhat weaker position, but I think we can still accomplish it. Maybe not today. I think it's going to have to be a gradual, essentially picking one vote off at a time, literally every round, 20, 21, 22. And then think about it. The overwhelming pressure that all of these members of the House are going to get from the grassroots that support Trump, and they're like, okay, whatever, you're Republican, I'll kind of support you. That pressure, as we literally, I think we need to pick one person each round to literally blow up their phones, emails, and just target it one by one in the run-up to the next round of voting. And then we'll have a list, and we'll just start, you know, cherry-picking. All right. 25 votes, 26. This could take a couple hundred votes. hundred ballots.
Because I think here's the problem. While we're going through this process, Kevin McCarthy is, in my opinion, man, I'm going to be careful how I say this. He doesn't necessarily have a lot of integrity. Okay, and he does it.
No,
under
he's
the,
a stone
he it,
cold liar. I mean, okay. No one trusts him.
I wasn't going to go all the way there, but now that you jumped off the cliff into the water, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. He is all about going to Democrats and creating a coalition government in order to get a
seat.
It's
not about that. It's literally we're seeing live in the it's live for the whole world to see on Remember, I talked about C-SPAN 1, 2, and 3 uncensored as we get to the truth. Well, this is literally the initial phase of it. We have the terrific 20 that are showcasing and giving their argument that they've been censored off of. Remember, Faux News did not have any of these people on their programs because they wanted them to lose so that people would stick with Faux News and have this mindset, oh, yeah, there's a Democrat and Republican Party And that's all we need to be consuming. You know, the RNC's comms platform is faux news. The DNC's comms platforms are, you know, Commie News Network and MSDNC. And so as long as they kept us in the matrix, they had total control over us. Problem is that the Conservative Daily, Lindell TV, Bannon's War Room, etc., are only increasing in stature and viewership. And where are these people coming from? They're coming from faux news. And so they're squealing, oh, you got to vote for Kevin McCarthy, otherwise we're going to go default. Like, they're going to go bankrupt. Well, guess what, Sean Hannity?
Let them.
Yeah. You
Let
are going to go bankrupt.
Let
them. And I'm going to help participate in that process. Joe's going to help him participate in facilitating your bankruptcy. We're trying to expedite it. That's on the back end. On the front end, we're seeing it within the political ecosystem. You have a segment of the Republican Party that is doing this massive body check in the court of public opinion, where they're not censored by big tech and big media, and arguing their point, bringing more people to their side. Thus, the one by one by one. So right now, Kevin McCarthy started off with thinking he was going to have 218 or 217 votes with the never five. Well, guess what? Body check happened in round one, where 18 said, you know what? I only have four middle fingers, but that's what I'm giving you for now, right? And so then we go down to, like, he went to 203 votes, to 202, to 201. As of yesterday, he's sitting at 200 votes. So who's got the momentum, Joe? It's not Kevin McCarthy.
So, and Kevin McCarthy, you know, Matt Gaetz.
Even with a Trump endorsement, he lost two votes.
Matt Gaetz. But Trump did put up, President Trump did put up what I think was the most savage meme ever. Apollo, do we have that meme? We gotta put that meme up. This is President Trump put it on his Truth Social account. I could not stop laughing. so you have, but for those that are on the audio version, you have Biden up front with his, you have Camel Toe on the other side, and you have President Trump sitting there going, ultimately trolling
with
these two.
His tongue all the way out, laughing. Like.
So I just want to know if he took that picture just for that meme. I got to know that. President Trump, you have to tell us, did you take that meme? did you take a picture of you? Did you take it just like that?
I think that was a doctored picture with his tongue.
I think
you're right. I mean, maybe he did that just for...
if he did it just for this... Because when I saw it, and you don't know this, but last two days I've been fighting this massive infection, and I thought it was my back pain. Turns out that it wasn't. It was this massive infection that just showed up in my body. when I saw it, I was in massive pain.
You doing
good? Yeah, but I tend to take a couple IV antibiotics, and you know they seem to have it under control. But it was scary because I waited 9 days because I thought it was my back, right? So they were like, "You're in trouble. this is serious." I'm like, "Yeah, whatever. Okay, now I feel better now." So I'm not even saying, "Well, whatever." I wasn't saying now, whatever, yesterday. But when I saw it, I couldn't stop laughing. So I was like, laughing, ow. Laughing. I called Apollo. I was like, "Bro, did you see this?" He goes, "We had it on last night. It was awesome."
Well, so there's a couple of...
No, I mean, yesterday was massive. Steve Bannon coming out swinging, saying Speaker Trump for 100 days. Then you had Sebastian Gorka as well, batting for a Speaker Trump. Then you had General Flynn come out with Truth saying that he was supporting Matt Gaetz with the Matt Gaetz nomination. You had Mike Lindell coming out with a full support package for a Speaker Trump. I mean... I like I said before, the alternative now turning into mainstream conservative media is literally supplanting the faux news Hannity's and Mark Levin's. Like, they're amateurs at this point. They're getting body checked. They know it. They're trying to cling on to whatever remaining power and viewership they have. And so I think we're winning. We're going to continue to escalate. So keep an eye out. I think the vote's starting right now.
No, I agree with you fully. I want to show you this because we have live footage of Kevin McCarthy trying to get to become the Speaker of the House. He's already occupying a squatting in the Speaker's house, but we have live footage of Matt Gaetz.
Did you hear the speech by Gaetz where he called him out on squatting?
Yeah. So this is Matt Gaetz trying to get the gavel to Kevin McCarthy. And then all of a sudden starts shaking around a little bit. Hello, comes in. I can't get it. I can't seem to get the gavel.
I think that was from the MG show, guys.
Squatter. Yeah, and then, I mean, we got a squatter in the White House, Chinese Communist Party ambassador who's squatting in the White House. We got a squatter in the Naval Observatory. And now we got another squatter in the Speaker's office.
We have a CAPTCHA, too, with new CAPTCHA for your website.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw this, but the new CAPTCHA for Speaker, and for those that you can see it, this is the top one is a Speaker, and then there's Kevin McCarthy, not a Speaker. And then another one is a Speaker, and that's a Speaker. And then Kevin McCarthy is not a Speaker. And so you had to go by and mark if everybody's done this before.
You might see this if you log into your email this week.
The first one is like an Alpine, then it's Kevin McCarthy, then it's like a Kenwood, right? And then there's a Bose, and then I got it. Bose, Kenwood, a
lot
Alpine.
Of speakers, just not Kevin McCarthy. Yeah, I think you have to have a little bit of fun with it. He is definitely... He is definitely trying way too hard to become the Speaker.
Did you see what Matt Gaetz put up?
I don't know if I'm breaking it here, but I'm going to let you fill you in on something. I'm getting several calls from the inner circle down there in Mar-a-Lago, that orbit, that if he were to get 218 votes, he would actually absolutely take that position.
Yeah, so I heard that as well. And I heard that there's a, you know, that had to happen slowly. And I think slowly is what's happening, right? I think it's
a slow grind. I mean, it's literally, you're watching a rhetorical civil war going on in the court of public opinion. Well, and because we're not censored now, I think we end up winning it. But it's going to be a battle. It's going to be rough. We're going to have to grind this out for days, if not weeks.
Well, you know, they've really killed the, Trump MAGA people are just brainless, followers. I think it was actually kind of genius just on that point that Trump actually endorsed Kevin McCarthy, because now you see the people who are like, nope. And you see some of these people in Congress who are standing up. So, you know, they can't really say that some of these people are just,
98% of Trump people polled audits. On Truth Social. Even said 98% of a poll on Truth Social, I don't know if you saw it, CanCon's, basically said that, no, hell no. Well, even knowing that Trump endorsed, re-endorsed, and re-endorsed, they're like, no, we ain't playing the Kevin McCarthy game. Hell no.
Well, so let me say that, because Elon said that Kevin McCarthy should be the Speaker. And I saw that
my response to Elon, read my Substack series, and then get educated on who Kevin McCarthy is. And then you'll immediately come to the same conclusion that dude needs to be not only kicked out of, not only not a speaker, he needs to be referred for ethics violations, criminal charges, expelled from Congress, and then sitting in prison.
Yeah, so I said this to Elon in response. I said, I think the point is missed here. It's not McCarthy or Peter Pan, for that matter. Trust is irrevocably broken by those who step over Americans' suffering and treat them like slaves, all while telling them it's for their own good. Stolen elections have consequences. And so I'm trying to, the dialogue needs to get refocused on, and this is the important part, Ivan, that we've been talking about now for the last 2 years, and that we have to get focused on the problem, not the symptoms of the problems. And the Congress and our legislative branch is not one to concentrate on problems because it's not profitable for them. And this morning we were talking about the people in Congress that have outperformed the S&P, making huge windfalls and gains. We know as the American people that lobbyists run this country and that corporations run this country, not the will of the American people. And so I think what you're seeing is the American people, we're at the hottest point I think we've ever been in this country. We have exposed.
Not even close.
Oh.
Not even close.
This is as hot as it's been. I mean, you could say it's not there yet, but it's hot. It's really hot right now.
I mean, let's think back, right? 1770s, 1860s, 1960s. This doesn't even match when it was hot in 1960s.
Oh, yes, it does.
But we're kind of getting there.
Yeah, because here's the problem. Here's the problem between that. Here's the difference between 1960 and today. Right? In 1960, those that were hot, they were hot. They were hot out in the open. You know what happens today? People that are hot, no, they're just waiting. They're just biding their time. And I got friends that are really big influencers that are saying, Joe, just, you know, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to be about it. And I see that things are moving towards a place where it's getting really hot. And I hope that doesn't happen, Ivan. I truly do. But I think that this is a rejection of things as they are, because the American people are recognizing they're basically taking everything from them. And it's a dangerous game that politicians are playing right now, because at the end of the day, if we don't start rolling back some of the regulations and the things that are harnessing Americans, you're going to see, you know, people like Bette Midler that are coming out with, I know she's dead, but you're going to see her coming out and saying, hey, look, no, we're finished. You're going to see the most unlikely characters kind of band together, and it's going to cause some pain for this country.
Well, they're just starting around 12 right here. 12 rounds of boxing.
Hey, let's put that up, shall we? Can we put up round 12 and just give it a commentary, just put it behind it? And maybe we should go round 12 all day, right? What do you think, Apollo?
Yeah, I was planning on going long.
Going long, yeah.
I mean, I was assuming they were going to start.
And then just pull people in?
Yeah, I know Ann Bakersteel said she can come in a little while.
He's just doing a kind of an intro, they're doing something here.
Let's go ahead and put it up.
Let me pull it up.
Let's put it up and then put us over it, and we can talk while it's happening.
Yes, your brother, Alexis de Tocqueville, said.
Hey, did you have a chance to take a look at the long interview I did on Tucker?
I did. We're going to play it, too.
Not the three-minute one. Because that was a full hour I did with him.
You did a full hour with him?
He finally aired it. So, yeah, I did a full hour in studio down in his studio. And then on Tucker Tonight, he aired like a three-minute clip of it. If that.
This episode of Conservative Daily is brought to you by DCF Guns. They're not just a supporter and a partner of the show. They're an organization that is on the front line of promoting safe and responsible gun ownership. Along with being a staunch defender of the Second Amendment, they have a lot of different things inside of their three ranges and stores. So they have a gunsmith at every location. They have the ability to do massive amounts of training, anything from beginners all the way up to competitive shooting. They're also the best gun store in Colorado. Between a massive arsenal of top-tier firearms, competitive pricing on ammunition, they're a go-to resource for newcomers and expert shooters alike. Memberships there start for as little as $25 a month and offer an arsenal of benefits beyond that, such as store-wide discounts and special access to training. Even better, what you're seeing right now is DCF Guns also has an e-commerce option, meaning you can take advantage of the awesome prices without leaving your home. Just visit dcfguns.co and start browsing. I do want to tell you that as a listener of conservative-daily.com, you get an additional 5% off everything in the store. You have to use discount code Joe. That's J-O-E. That's discount code Joe. Go to dcfguns.co and use discount code Joe, J-O-E. That's me. Or it's coffee, cup of Joe. But you can go there and save an additional 5% off every single thing on the site. As always, we'll keep the range hot and the deals hotter only at DCF Guns in Castle Rock and Colorado Springs, and now online, available to everyone across the entire country. Yeah, so let's play the two-minute clip, because I don't know if I can take another hour of you with the hour you have here.
No. I wasn't asking for that. That's ridiculous. But hey, are you going to live stream the world premiere on Lindell TV of We the Patriots, the documentary movie that I've been working on? And we're airing it tonight on Lindell TV at 8:30 Eastern.
Yeah, we'll put it on. We'll put it on. We're going to go to a different format.
It's about a little over an hour.
What station is it going on live?
It's on Lindell TV.
Okay.
Because remember, we're trying to off-ramp people by creating content on the alt platforms to really get this thing going. to continue that pushback against the faux news established ecosystem, established infrastructure. Yeah, so a little bit about the movie. It's obviously it launches on January 6th. It's about January 6th, but it's our story, right? It's we the people, we the patriots story of what happened on that day. So it's going to be the complete boomerang of the narrative as it applies to January 6th. And you're going to see some, you know, there's some never before seen footage. If I might say so myself, pretty good. It's pretty good. It's very motivating.
All right. Well, are we putting it up? You want to play Ivan's 2 minutes with Tucker? Do we have that or no?
No, I need a minute for that.
All right. Let's put up the thing and let's see what's happening in the.
The gentleman is recognized. Thank you, Madam Speaker. My colleague from California, Mr. Garcia, knows the incredibly high regard I hold him in. He is a patriot. I deeply, deeply admire him. But I must take some exception with some of the comments he made in his nomination, Mr. McCarthy. First, he said that Mr. McCarthy has earned the position. You only earn the position of Speaker of the House if you can get the votes.
Yes.
Mr. McCarthy doesn't have the votes today.
They're staying strong.
He will not have the votes tomorrow, and he will not have the votes next week, next month, next year.
Oh, nay!
Is this an exercise
are we putting this up?
In vanity for someone who has done that? Really.
Paul's like, he's trying to format it. Sorry.
This institution through something that absolutely is avoidable. My colleague, Mr. Garcia, did not say this, but many of my other Republicans.
Bring it up, Apollo.
They believe that Mr. McCarthy has earned the position of the House because he raised.
Matt Gaetz just basically said, "You're not getting the votes for the next 2 years."
My colleague, Mr. Garcia, did not say this, but many of my other Republican colleagues have. They believe that Mr. McCarthy has earned the position of Speaker of the House.
Let's turn it up a little bit.
He raised half a billion dollars to get Republicans.
Matt Gaetz is owning this guy. He lost his cool. Okay, I'm going to turn mine off and watch it.
Gentlemen is not ready.
To get to other members of the House.
Is that Kevin McCarthy standing up?
Members are reminded not to engage in personalities against other members of the House.
Several believe that one earns the position of Speaker by raising enormous sums of money, and there is no doubt that the individual that was nominated by Mr. Garcia is the LeBron James of special interest fundraising in this town. There's nobody better.
Look at the one behind him. She's like this.
Qualifications for Speaker that are far more important. There are attributes that are far more important. Jim Jordan has those, and I am submitting his name for nomination at this time. I heard my colleague from California, Mr. Garcia, say that we seek pure selfless intent, and I could not agree more with that assessment. Mr. Jordan, indeed, is reflective of pure selfless intent. I don't know that the same can be said for the Republican alternative. Let's start with purity. Many of you have seen the reports that there are negotiations to determine whether or not, on this side of the aisle, there can be a deal, a meeting of the minds, a grand bargain that would allow us to proceed with the speakership. And I want all of my colleagues to know, regardless of your perspective on me, how impure some of those negotiations have gone. And I want the country to know. The principal goal of the people who are objecting to Mr. McCarthy on the Republican side is that we don't believe the rules of this place unlock the potential of all of the members to be able to cast votes on individual bills and to offer amendments on appropriations acts. And we're also concerned about spending that has ballooned our debt and borrowed against the future generations of American citizens. And Mr. McCarthy said, well, goodness to the objectors, a lot of you want to be on the Oversight and Judiciary Committee, and you never submit your names to be on the Rules Committee or the Appropriations Committee. And so, gosh, if you'll get a list of folks who are willing to come early on fly-in days for rules and folks who are willing to take on the extra burden of our appropriators who work so hard, then I'll certainly work to do that. And so we endeavored in good faith, in pure good faith, to create that list. And then what did Mr. McCarthy do? He went out to the media and came to other members of the conference and said, see, they just want jobs for themselves. That is not pure. Selflessness. Selflessness is not selling shares of yourself to the lobby corps and then doing their bidding at the expense of the American people. But there certainly is intent. And it's an intent driven almost exclusively by personal ambition. And that ambition is paralyzing the House now. Madam Clerk, at this time, there is great trust in Mr. Jordan, and that's why I am nominating him. And there is insufficient trust in Kevin McCarthy. There are some who have been objecting to Mr. McCarthy who are working on perhaps changes to the rules, changes to circumstance that would convert the speakership from the great, awesome, powerful position it is now to more of a ceremonial position, almost akin to the speaker in the British House of Commons. I referred to it previously as a straitjacket that some of us were trying to construct with better rules and better personnel because we do not trust Mr. McCarthy with power because we know who he will use it for and we are concerned it will not be for the American people. We trust Jim Jordan. I nominate him and I'm going to vote for him.
He just obliterated the Republican conference. They walked out.
For what purpose does a gentlewoman from Colorado rise?
Madam,
oh no, yeah! Here goes.
I rise to enter a name for nomination for speaker.
It's going to be gentlewoman is President
recognized.
Trump.
Once again, I just stand here today to nominate Kevin Hern, the chairman of the Republican Study Committee, the largest caucus in the Republican Conference, who unanimously was elected as chairman, whom I believe can unite this Republican Conference and put forward the agenda that we all promise to work hard on and serve our American people to the best of our abilities with. I believe that Kevin Hern will be a fighter for our national debt. I get texts on a regular basis at how inflation is hurting families, how grocery prices are skyrocketing continuously. He has crafted a budget that balances and will bring that to the floor to help the American people. Madam Clerk, I nominate Kevin Hern as Speaker. Thank you.
We're going to grind them
Reading
down.
Reading clerk will call the roll.
I love that.
And real quick, guys, want to remind you of another one of our sponsors. Are the Biden administration's New Year's goals of tax and spend and turn a blind eye to inflation at odds with your goals of securing your savings? When you've finally had enough of the games government is playing with your savings and retirement, diversify into gold with Birch Gold. I'm tired of my money being impacted by stupid decisions by leaders in Washington. For over 5,000 years, gold has withstood inflation, geopolitical turmoil, and stock market crashes. And here's the great news. You can still get it. In fact, you can hold gold and silver in a tax-sheltered retirement account. Birch Gold makes it easy to convert an IRA or 401k into an IRA in precious metals. Here's what you need to do. Text the word DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to 989-898 to claim your free info kit on gold. With almost 20 years experience converting IRAs and 401ks into precious metals IRAs, Birch Gold can help you. Protect yourself with gold today by texting DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to the number 989-898. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of happy customers, and countless five-star reviews, secure your future with gold. Start today with your free info kit. There's zero obligations to make this request. Just text DAILY, D-A-I-L-Y, to 989-898. Again, that's 989-898.
All right, the key number is 5. As long as we get 5, that's yet another block. You notice how, hey, can you hear me, Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, you notice how they walked out, right, during Matt Gaetz? It's
you
because
can just
they
silence
realized
and put it behind us. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, they McCarthy. The Republican Conference immediately recognized that they were not going to get the votes this round, and so they're walking out to have a discussion on how to proceed forward. Matt Gaetz literally, yeah, he He advocated for the sentiment of millions of people throughout the country, probably tens of millions, in the sense that, you know what? If you keep pushing forward Kevin McCarthy, we're going to obstruct until this term ends. That's literally what he said.
All right, we're going to go
into 2 years of this if you keep Kevin McCarthy.
Can I be kind of the bearer of, you know, just the... Can I be the arbiter right now, real quick? Just the arbiter of reality. The last time we had this kind of rift and shift in the Republican Party was when President Trump was elected in 2016, correct? And
yes. We
saw the same thing happening. And this is why I said at the very end of that tweet that I put out to Elon Musk that stolen elections have consequences, because it's not, and this is just my opinion, it's not that the Republicans doesn't have a platform, because it does. It's that the Republicans don't follow the platform. So they talk about the platform, and that's the rhinos, and that's what I call derps, the Democrats and Republican Party. It's almost as if what the Republicans are doing with Kevin McCarthy is that is the sidewalk that's dry. That is the way that Republicans are supposed to operate. So you got these new people that come into office. And look, I'll say the same thing about Lauren Boebert. I've known Lauren Boebert, right? She used to be a fire stick. She came on this show many times. And then all of a sudden she was told, you need to stay away from Joe Altman. True story. You need to stay away from Joe Altman. So much so.
Yes. Right before this show, somebody called me and said, you need to stay away from Joe Altman. I'm like, okay, got it. I heard you. Noted. I got to go on a show. Bye.
But see, that's the point. What you said is the point. There are literally people out there that are lobbying against what I say. Not because what I say is wrong, but because what I say is right. And the further we get down this path, the more they want us to accept that the election, the machines did not steal the election. And listen, what have I said that would lead people to say, stay away from Joe Altman?
Because it's about fear. And I'm like, good. What's bad about that? He's instilling fear of truth in people that don't want the truth because it's going to implicate them in wrongdoing. If that's the case, I'm on board. I'm here to help amplify with what I can with the small network that I can bring, right? And the content and the analysis and the skills that I can bring to this platform to bring more people away from phone news onto this, whether it's this or Lindell. People that are putting their livelihood at risk and have put their livelihood at risk, I'm going to try to do my best with what I can to support them. And you're one of them.
I go back to the things that I think are important, and that is why. The why. Why? Why are we not... And Ivan, I'm just asking you the question, why are we so afraid of the truth?
Well, because a majority of the folks, I mean, two-pronged. These folks, especially the ones that we're looking at right now in the House, they're leveraged. And so if they step out of line, there's going to be too much scrutiny on them and they can't withstand it because they're going to be hurting with the consequences once that's uncovered. And then they're just, like Matt Gaetz said, the purity component. They haven't lived a clean life. And even if, you know, we all make mistakes, they're not willing for light to be shed on it. I mean, just like Kevin McCarthy. In 2015, he had to step away from the speaker's gavel because, I guess, one of the senior, more respected individuals in the conference said that he was going to call him out on it if he stays in. Like, publicly. About the affair, right?
Yeah.
And he wasn't willing to go there, so he stepped aside.
I think there's three reasons, actually, that people are afraid of truth. Number one, you just hit a couple of them. If you draw all the baggage out, it includes your baggage, and none of them are clean. But the big one that I think a lot of, including in Congress, but amongst the people that people don't address, is the fact that you don't have a map for what comes after actually tearing the illusion down, because we've all been living in absolute crazy times, but you know, to a large point, people have a, they have a map for it. Like the map is scary and it leads you through, you know, all kinds of circles of hell in order to go about your life and in order to move forward. But you generally know the layout of the beast. If they, you know, actually do what needs to be done and they actually commit to exposing truth, there's no map for that because we haven't been there in our lifetimes.
Well, here's another thing. By the way, we have a couple of defectors that are going back over to McCarthy. I'm telling you that I know what the outcome, I know what the outcome is going to be. And this is why they don't, everyone wants to just say, Joe, it's not going to happen. The outcome has already been predetermined. And Ivan, I told you, I'd kiss you on the mouth if you were right. But I, when we talk about this, I just don't believe that we have enough understanding of how the sausage is made to get us to a place where we can get to an outcome that does not result in Kevin McCarthy becoming the speaker.
Mussolini, Jeffries, Cisco Mani.
You see what I mean? Clark, you know what I mean?
Clark, Massachusetts. Jeffries.
So you know what did Biggs and... Did Biggs already cave?
Brakeen and Bishop went back to McCarthy.
Yeah.
You want me to turn the volume back up?
Yeah, let's just see what we got here.
Jeffries. Klein. McCarthy.
Yeah, we've already, McCarthy's already gotten back to where he's going to be at 204.
McCarthy.
What'd I tell you?
Well, there's some people that were,
he just did it. Another McCarthy.
Yep. People were tweeting that that McCarthy is making some deals
Clyburn
with some people, which Jeffries have kind of been waiting on.
Clyde.
But we'll see.
I told you. McCarthy, right here.
Yeah.
See?
Owen.
What'd I tell you was going to happen?
Jeffries.
They got scared when the Trump thing came out.
Cohen.
I told you. I'm telling you right now. I told you.
Jeffries.
You know, and Cole. And it doesn't make me feel good to be right.
McCarthy. Collins.
But he's going to get to
McCarthy.
218 in the next
Comer.
2 to 3. Watch.
McCarthy.
Asta.
Connolly.
Jeffries.
Courtney. Jeffries.
I'm trying
Correa.
To. I'm trying to give you.
Jeffries. Costa.
This is a document.
Jeffries. Courtney. Jeffries.
Yep, Craig. Here we go. What'd I tell you?
Jeffries. Crane.
Is that the Crenshaw. List? Are we Byrne. Looking at it or are they see it?
Just us right now.
Crawford.
All right, we're at 3. We're good. We're good.
McCarthy.
Jeffries. Eli Crenshaw. Crane didn't budge.
Jeffries.
We need McCarthy. 2 more.
Crockett.
You need how many more?
Crow.
2 more. Block McCarthy.
No. No.
Cuellar.
I'm telling you. I want you to be right.
Curtis.
I really want you to be right.
McCarthy. Davis of Kansas. Jeffries.
This is...
Davidson. McCarthy.
Jeffries.
Davis of Illinois.
Jeffries.
Yeah, let me pull up my list.
Davis of North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, we can put up the list if you want to see
Jeffries.
It. We can put it, you know? Okay, we're going to check on that in a second.
Dean of Pennsylvania. Jeffries.
Hey, I want you guys to know.
DeGette. Jeffries. De La Cruz.
Yeah, Joe, it's much more important
McCarthy.
To be right than to have a successful government. Well, I don't think it's a matter of being right over a successful government. I
Jeffries.
Think that if we stop lying to each other and lying to ourselves,
Jeffries.
Then we'll have a better outcome because then we'll know what
DeLuzio.
We're actually fighting from.
Jeffries.
It's like ignoring
DeSagne.
What you know is the 500,000-pound gorilla in the room and saying, well,
Desjardins.
I actually think there's no gorillas.
McCarthy.
And it's sitting right next to you. So to me,
D'Esposito.
It's not...
McCarthy.
It's not about
Diaz-Balart.
Being right. It's about how do you work a problem if you're not willing to admit
Diaz
the truth.
Ballart.
It's, you know, it's.
You want this
Dingell.
Up
Jeffries.
We're on Dingell?
Doggett.
Who did
Donalds.
Donalds.
McCarthy.
McCarthy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, what'd I tell you? What'd I tell you? So I hope that you don't hold it against me.
Duarte.
When I sit here and tell you that this is what's going to happen.
Duncan.
Yeah.
McCarthy. Dunn of Florida. McCarthy. Edwards.
They might get there on this one, guys.
McCarthy. Elzey. McCarthy. Emmer.
You know what I mean? Emmer.
McCarthy. Escobar. Jeffries. Eshoo. Jeffries. Espaillat.
Well, we're at four once we hit Gates. Estes. We just need one more other than Gates.
McCarthy. Evans. Jeffries.
The Ghost Star, man.
I'm telling you.
McCarthy. Fallon.
Ghost Star, good.
Let's go back to the other list if we can real quick.
McCarthy. Feenstra.
I think we have McCarthy. Six.
Hey.
Ferguson. McCarthy. Finstad. McCarthy.
Jiu-Jitsu Jeff says we need another Fishbach. Awaken America Patriot event. McCarthy. Patriot, PAYTRIOT event. That will show him. I just have to ask you a question,
McCarthy.
Jiu-Jitsu. What are you doing? I know what Fleischman. I've done for the last 2 years.
McCarthy.
I've never charged for anything. Matter of fact, I'm the worst
Fletcher.
Patriot you're ever going to find.
Jeffries.
Patriot, PAYTRIOT.
McCarthy.
Don't you think, Apollo, or am I...
Foster.
Factual.
Jeffries. Fushi.
But I'm all about it. You want to work the problem. Tell me. Tell me what
Fox.
The next step is.
Self-reliance, independence, control over our own lives. These are things we talk about a lot here at Conservative Daily. That's why we want to talk to you about Air Medicare Network's Fly You Home. It's the best way we know to keep control of your medical care should you find yourself hospitalized far from home. A Fly You Home membership gives you the option to be transported from that faraway hospital to one close to home, so you can recover near friends, family, and your own doctor. And Fly You Home takes care of absolutely everything from Hospital A to Hospital B at no extra charge. Membership is amazingly affordable. $159 a year covers everyone in your home. We've arranged for our listeners to get up to a $100 e-gift card with a new membership. Just use code CONSERVATIVE, CONSER, VATIVE. Be sure you're the one making decisions about your health and healing. Go to airmedcarenetwork.com/conservative today. That's airmedcarenetwork.com/conservative. Use code CONSERVATIVE, CONSERVATIVE.
McCarthy.
Now, at this point yesterday, it was 10 less. So he at least is going to get to the 212.
C. Scott Franklin.
213.
McCarthy.
Maybe 214. Well.
Frost.
Oh.
Jeffries.
Mountain Fry. Princess Jada says, these people are just doing McCarthy. What they please. No regard for the will of Americans.
Fulcher.
So messed up.
Gates, good, and Ghost Star. I think McCarthy. We're going to pick up three there.
Gates.
Oh, no, Jiu-Jitsu, what I was, that was not what I was saying. He said Precinct Chair 207, Collins County, I wasn't talking about you.
Gallagher.
No. What I was saying is
McCarthy.
Give us opportunity to give us something
Gallego.
That we can take. I agree
Jeffries.
With you that events aren't getting things done.
Garamendi.
Now, Jeffries. I agree. We agree that that's the case.
Garbarino.
But how do we work the problem if we don't tell
McCarthy.
The truth to each other? That's all I'm saying. I think that
Mike Garcia.
You don't like what I say. People will say,
McCarthy.
Stay away from, hey, by the way, who told you to stay away
Robert
from me?
Robert Garcia.
Ivan.
Jeffries.
Say it on the radio.
Garcia
say it.
Of Illinois.
Live for everybody here.
Jeffries.
Nobody.
Garcia of Texas.
There's a lobby group out there.
Jeffries.
People call me all the time. They're like,
Jimenez.
Joe. How'd you piss this person off? How'd you piss this person off? It's like,
Golden
well, they don't want to hear the truth. And I call them and say, listen,
Jeffries.
The whole idea that
Goldman
we are, that it's.
All right, hold on. Listen.
Goldman
McCarthy.
Of New York. Gomez. Jeffries. Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah, good.
McCarthy.
Good is next.
Vicente Gonzalez.
Jeffries.
Here we go.
Good of Virginia.
Jordan.
Yeah! We hit it.
Gooden of Texas.
We live for another round. Okay, I got to get to work. I got to start talking to these people. I'm heading in.
Gosar.
All right. Hey, God bless you. Thanks, brother.
All right.
See you, Ivan. Thanks, brother.
We can keep that in the background if you want, just so that people can see what's happening, and we'll just talk through it. I don't think that we get to a place where you just mute it.
McCarthy.
We got the five, so that's the only five that can defect, right?
Yeah, I think that stopped him, but there's a few like by. Wait, where'd my window go? So you had, what, Dan Bishop, Josh Brecking.
Well, Good just went.
Cloud.
Good just went Jordan, right?
Good went Jordan, but Byron Donalds went McCarthy.
Yeah, he went McCarthy. Rep McCarthy does not have the votes to be speaker. Vote another. So the 13th speaker vote possible today. So they're going to do another one. Well, we kept him out, but you know, this is where you get to Kabuki Theater, guys. We're making momentum, momentum, and then everybody switches over. I want to be wrong. I want you to know. Jiu-Jitsu says, I'm just an angry vet that took the same oath as these traitors. You're right. Iron Man says we need to get Byron Donalds and Dan Bishop back. Yeah, let me move over here a little bit. Aria says, I don't know who really legitimate and ethical. I don't think any of us do. Mark Levine and Matt Gaetz is being funded by Google. So the problem is that I don't think anyone is without blame as far as taking money from lobbyists, because I think that's how the system is designed to work. When we got involved in this, Apollo, we said what? We wanted to make sure that we were pure, right? So people would call and say, Joe, will you come speak at this event? And we'll pay you $5,000 to come speak at this event. And what did I always say?
No, you said no. You've never accepted money to speak other than maybe covering the flight.
Yeah, and it's only if I'm on another flight going somewhere else and it's not convenient. And I'm like, if you take me from here to here, then yeah, great, I'll do it. But I think that the reason why I did that is I wanted to go broke. That's a big reason. no, not really. The reason why we decided that is because that gave us more authority to speak truth. No one could influence us. No one could, because remember the one time that somebody came in and said, Joe, you cannot say the elections were stolen. And I said, well, then
a couple times.
I'm actually not going to be your speaker. Because stolen elections have consequences, and we're seeing it right now. This is a manifestation of that right now. You want to turn it up a little bit? We're already past it, so we can just, everybody can watch this from behind us.
McCarthy.
We had another defector. Who was that?
Jackson Lee.
Was it Luna? Did Luna defect?
Jeffries. Jacobs.
Was it Harris?
Jeffries.
Oh, no. Who's doing the updating?
James.
Is it Ash who's doing the updating?
McCarthy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll get more into it then as we go along.
Jeffries.
Yeah, let's clap for the guy that gives himself the nomination. Yeah, everyone, standing ovation for Jeffries. Yeah, woo, Yeah. Woo.
Johnson of Georgia. Jeffries. Johnson of Louisiana. McCarthy. Johnson of Ohio.
McCarthy.
Johnson of South Dakota.
McCarthy.
McCarthy.
It'd be interesting if he gets to the Jordan. 2, was it 216, 217?
I just want to see how many votes he goes up at the end of this.
I think he's going to hit 216,
McCarthy.
215, 216. That's going to put a lot of pressure on those people that held out.
Yeah.
Jeffries. Captor. Jeffries.
All right, imagine if this happens. I'm not saying it would happen, McCarthy. But imagine if someone on the Republican side said, hey, look, here's what I want to do. I want to make the Republicans suffer. Now I'm going to come out as a derp, Democrat Republican Party, and I'm going to defect to Jeffries.
Kelly of Mississippi.
What if Six did that?
McCarthy. Kelly
you know
of
what
Pennsylvania.
I mean?
McCarthy.
Kana. Oh.
Jeffries.
I would be really interested, and I think a lot of people would McCarthy. Be to see exactly all the communications Jody. That are going on with some of these people.
Jeffries. Kylie McCarthy.
I'm sure there was plenty of talk last night.
Kilmer.
Well, you can see Jeffries. By what you're seeing right now, there's plenty of talk, and he's making
Kim
progress.
California.
This had to happen at some point in order to keep
McCarthy.
The momentum going for Kevin McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
Jersey.
He can legally squat in that
Jeffries.
Office.
Krishnamurti.
Well, the fact that he is squatting Jeffries. There in the first place, and even still,
Custer.
I mean, that. Yeah, you have to understand. People watching and seeing that
Custer.
On the news, he's still there. That speaks volumes.
McCarthy.
That, yes, you can say just hubris
LaHood.
On his side.
McCarthy.
You know, he deserves it, swampiness, whatever, but.
Right.
He's still, I mean, and presumably others
LaMonta.
There believed it was inevitable that he was going to get it. Now here we are on round 12 and it's not happening.
LaMalfa.
Right.
McCarthy.
So this is the, and you'll notice that they say get to work. I want everyone, if you didn't know this, 80% or so, and that is made up. It's a large percentage, 70%, 80%. A large percentage of the votes that happen on appropriation bills that come across the appropriate money happen with less than probably 30 people in the galley. And then the speaker, whoever is in that
Jeffries.
Power is the speaker, because typically the speaker is not the one that sits in that chair every day. Someone could sit in the
McCarthy.
Spot of the speaker. Only when they're
Laturner.
Doing their biddings, does and it's for the more
McCarthy.
Kabuki theater, does the speaker show up.
Lawler.
But they will sit there and go, all in favor of this
McCarthy.
Bill, A, and so you have A's, and then any nays? Nays.
Lee of California.
And it doesn't, the nays could be really
Jeffries.
Loud,
Lee
and
of
the
Florida.
A's would win. Yeah, yeah, because it's by voice vote.
Lee of Nevada.
And so you have billions
Jeffries.
Of dollars
Lee
nearly every day that they're in that people don't even show up for.
Ledger Fernandez.
And because it's a voice vote, there's no record of the vote. Now, MTG
Ledger
used
Fernandez.
To do that all the time. She used to walk in and say, I want a record of the vote. And then people would have to come to the gallery and they would have to vote in person
Let's
in order
go.
To record that vote. But that's tiring too. But the rules
Levin.
Allow for them to spend money on a credit card,
McCarthy.
Your credit card, without any accountability.
Levin. Jeffries. Lou.
Yeah, so Tony just put up a rumble rant. Tony, thank you for that.
Love
Tory
him.
Says it's all a game and the
Jeffries.
Outcome is predetermined. Do not pay attention
Lauer.
To it. Me? Well,
McCarthy.
Yeah, maybe, but.
Lucas.
Tony, you're absolutely right.
McCarthy.
McCarthy's going to end up somewhere around the 215 ish, 216.
Luna.
And we're hoping to get.
See what just happened?
Wow.
Luna just swapped.
You see her face?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're all cheering for her. Look at Kevin McCarthy.
Oh,
she's not happy.
Who talked to her last night?
Luttrell.
Wow.
McCarthy.
See? See what's happening?
Lynch. Jeffries.
Luna.
Mace.
My goodness. Shame on you.
Mace.
McCarthy. Magaziner. Jeffries. Maliotakis. McCarthy. Mann. McCarthy.
Oh boy.
Manning. Jeffries. Massey. McCarthy. Mast. McCarthy. Matsui. Jeffries. McBath.
215, 216 as it sits right now. Right now it would be 216, McCarthy. Correct?
McCarthy.
Wow.
What was that?
McCarthy's voting for McCarthy.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't look like he's showered for a while. It looks like he's been squatting in that room for a bit too long. Left.
They're afraid that someone's going to, maybe McClain. He's afraid Jim's going to come in and move his stuff.
McCarthy. McClintock. McCarthy. McCollum.
Oh.
Jeffries.
Jiu-Jitsu Jeff. Just gave us a $100 Rumble rant. Thank you for what you're doing. Hey, Jeff, thank you. And by the way, thank you for your service McCarthy. And the oath that you take. Brad, thank you for the service McGarvey. And the oath that you took. I'd like to Jeffries. Just give a shout out to those people that took an oath McGovern. That are
Jeffries.
That are following their
McHenry.
Oath. So thank you. You want to put that up?
McCarthy. Meeks. Jeffries.
You want to put the Rumble rants up? We'll get those up here in a Jeffries. Second. But Jiu-Jitsu Jeff, Maine. I want to say thank you for...
Jeffries.
I know your frustration, brother. I really User. Know your frustration.
McCarthy.
And it sounds like you train Jiu-Jitsu, which is Mfume. Pretty awesome. You should come to Colorado. Jeffries. We could train at the UFC gym.
Miller of Illinois.
Which one is that? Is that train fight win?
Oh, there you go. After negotiations, McCarthy. After negotiations. After negotiations, McCarthy.
What was that?
Do you hear what's happening?
Miller of Ohio.
I have a question I want to ask the American
Miller
people,
of West Virginia.
If you're listening.
McCarthy.
Were those negotiations Miller to Meeks. Give you back more of the money that you're... That they've McCarthy. Taken from you, Jiu-Jitsu Jeff, $100. Thank you for what you're doing. We also had obviously
McCarthy.
The one with Tony that came before that.
Molinaro.
McCarthy. We'll put that up as well.
Molinar. McCarthy.
Yeah, it is. It is unprecedented McCarthy. What we're dealing with right now. Unprecedented.
More of Alabama. McCarthy. More of Utah.
Do you think you'll have a couple of Democrats at the very end that just defect just to make it happen?
Jeffries.
I've honestly been waiting for that. Yeah, I do think that's going to happen.
You know, if they get down, and again, the one from Tony, Tory says, said, it's all a game and the outcome is predetermined. Do not pay attention to it. Me? Well, yeah, maybe, but.
Jeffries. Mullen. Jeffries.
You can say what you want about
Murphy.
The Democrats, but they will
they stick
you
together.
You could have a pile of poop.
Murphy.
They will polish that poop. But
they'll vote for
McCarthy.
That poop.
But the reason why I think
Nadler.
They do that is because
Jeffries.
They're all
Napolitano.
Evil. We keep Jeffries. Trying to say that we have to have
Neil.
Unity in what we do.
Jeffries.
But unity around what exactly?
Neguse.
See, the Democrats know they're evil.
Jeffries. Nails. McCarthy. Newhouse. McCarthy. Nickel.
Yeah.
Jeffries.
We're going to see this kind of come to the end. I think the
Jeffries.
Thing that we should talk about
Norman.
Related to this is...
McCarthy.
Another defector. Go ahead and go back to the list real quick. Another defector. Let's see if we have that list. He and Chip have a deal. He announced on a call.
None of Iowa. McCarthy.
Norman said McCarthy.
Obernolte.
Ogles is next, right?
McCarthy. Ocasio-Cortez. Jeffries. Ogles.
After negotiations.
Ogles. Omar. Jeffries.
The Ogles did not vote yet.
Owens. McCarthy. Pallone. Jeffries.
How did Ken Buck do no vote?
Palmer. McCarthy.
Wasn't Panetta. There.
Wow.
Jeffries. Pappas. Jeffries. Pascrell. Jeffries. Payne.
Oh, here we go. Here's the moment of truth. Perry is not Payne. Voted for.
Pelosi. Jeffries.
You see how you just had a couple that didn't vote for the Democrats?
Jeffries.
That could be another way.
Pence. McCarthy. Perez.
I mean, you could just have enough. Jeffries. We'll see enough of the Democrats just vote president or start playing games, not voting. It'll lower the threshold.
Got Perry to vote for McCarthy.
Do you want me to put up that tweet?
What?
Do you want me to put up that tweet?
Absolutely. Guys, you got to see this tweet real quick. We'll put it up over this.
Do you know who Jake Sherman is?
No. Do you?
Peters.
No.
Jeffries.
So.
Patterson.
Is everyone able to see this Jeffries. Right now or no?
Not yet.
Okay. Just cut it out if you would.
McCarthy.
All right. And Phillips. Here it is on screen for Jeffries. Everybody. So Angry. Jake Sherman posted Jeffries. At 8. About 8:30 this morning, Kevin McCarthy announces Jeffries. On a GOP call that he Porter. And Chip Roy have a deal.
Jeffries. Yeah.
Posey.
We have a deal.
McCarthy. Presley.
Yeah. So
McCarthy running through what he has done for conservatives. He Presley. Put Jim Jordan as chair of judiciary.
That's what Jordan wanted anyway. Okay.
Jeffries.
Oh.
Ramirez. Jeffries.
Yeah.
Raskin. Jeffries.
Auntie says, like you said, Joe, Kabuki Theater. McCarthy. You're right. It is Kabuki Theater.
Rogers of Washington.
Scott Perry. McCarthy. Look, remember Rogers of remember Alabama. What we spoke about before. McCarthy. Everyone said that I was a Debbie Downer. I was a Debbie Downer about Carrie Lake. And we know what the outcome's going to be there. I was a Debbie Downer. Every time we go forward, they want to tell us that, McCarthy. Hey, just vote harder. Do this, do this, do this.
Rogers of Kentucky.
But at the end, I think the last five people, is it not the last five or six people are Democrats?
Yeah.
They could just not show. They could just not show, not vote, and he would get the majority.
McCarthy.
Right?
Rosendale.
Yeah, if you get enough of them to vote president, they could absolutely get him.
Who'd he say?
Heard.
Hearn, who was that that did that?
That is, oh, God.
CHD2 said, this episode of theater is entertaining.
McCarthy.
So you see that the Republicans are kind of mad because they have to stick around, right?
Rosendale.
All right. Rosendale?
Yeah.
All right.
Ruiz.
Somebody just defected.
Jeffries.
That was a big.
Should I go back?
No. That's fine.
Jeffries. Rutherford.
We kind of know what the outcome is going to be.
Jeffries.
Allie says, almost as fun as Parliament. No.
Salazar.
Roy sold out. Yes, he
Salazar.
Did.
Salazar.
See, this is what's Benitez. Happening.
Jeffries.
Remember, that's three.
Sanchez.
That's four. That's four Democrats didn't show up.
Sanchez.
There's another one. That's five didn't show up.
Santos.
McCarthy.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you what's happening. Did you not see what happened Jeffries. Just now?
Scalise.
Jeff
McCarthy. Scanlon.
Ooh. If they listen to me.
Schakowsky.
If people Jeffries. Don't show up and they're not Schiff. In there and you still have the majority.
Jeffries.
You still win.
Schneider.
Right?
Jeffries. Skolton.
All you need Jeffries. Is
Schreier.
5, 6, Jeffries. 7 more people, 6 Whitehurst. More people not to show up.
McCarthy. Austin Scott. McCarthy.
This is interesting.
David Scott. Jeffries.
All right, so what do we Scott want to
Do you want to go over some of the S&P 500 stuff?
Yeah, we have some of that, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Another defector. I'm telling you. That's, what, 8 defectors? Do we have a list? Can we have the run the list real quick? Let me just count them for you guys.
Sessions. McCarthy.
Sewell. See if we can look at this really quick.
Jeffries.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 defectors. Cheryl. 10 defectors.
Jeffries. Simpson.
Ooh.
McCarthy. Slotkin.
Oh, no, more. Sorry Jeffries. About that.
6, 7, 8, 9, Smith 10, 12.
McCarthy.
Uh-oh. Here's
Smith of Nebraska.
Sparts.
McCarthy.
Here he goes.
Smith of New Jersey. McCarthy. Smith of Washington.
Here we go.
Jeffries. Smucker. McCarthy.
It is.
Sorensen.
No.
Jeffries. OP. Soto. Jeffries.
Here's a defector.
Spanberger. Jeffries. Sparts. McCarthy.
There you go. What'd I tell you? What'd I tell you? That, how many did they need? How many did they need?
Jeffries. Stanton. Jeffries. Stauber.
What do you think? McCarthy. What do you think is going to happen now?
Steele. McCarthy. Stefanik.
Let's see how McCarthy. Many.
Style. McCarthy.
Let's see how many more Dems
Stuby.
Play this part.
How many McCarthy. More Dems don't show up?
Yeah.
Stevens.
Then he'll need what?
Jeffries.
He'll need 212, 213.
Stewart.
McCarthy. You see all these people not wanting to sit here anymore?
Strickland.
They don't have the Jeffries. Character to stand up.
Strong. McCarthy.
It is unprecedented Swallow. What we're dealing with.
Jeffries.
Unprecedented.
Sykes. Jeffries.
Tony just put up another Rumble Takano. Rant. Thanks, Tony. Somebody can still vote Harvest Jeffries. And no shows and Biden Tenney. Wins, right? Can Harvest and no shows. Tenney. Yeah, that's absolutely right, Tony. That Jeffries. Can happen.
That's it for part one of this episode of Conservative Daily Podcast. Part 2 is coming up next, and you don't want to miss it. Thanks for listening. God bless America.